It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Time to talk about the Valley View Health Fair. We've got Lindsay Seidner, of course, who's been here a few times in the past. Finally, have you used to the idea that you're actually going to talk? Usually, Lindsay comes in and she says, "You know, I really don't want to say it." You know, and then we end up getting her in front of a microphone by the end of the interview, anyway.
And that's true. I'm blushing right now.
And Lydia Sen is an exercise physiologist, the Health Quest coordinator at Valley View, which of course means for the last, did you say 17 years?
Yes, I've been with them for 18 years, but involved with the health fairs for 17.
So you know quite a bit of history about the health fair at Valley View.
I do. I've been around for a little bit.
changes and new and better and all of that.
Always changing, always trying to improve.
And branching out, I forget at what point, maybe 10 years or so ago, branched out to different communities so that it's a little more easy and convenient for people to attend the health fair and get these screenings.
Right. We have a full health fair in Carbondale, Glenwood Springs, and in between Newcastle and Silt at Coleridge High School.
And when you say full health fair, you're talking about all of the screenings and access to doctors as opposed to just the blood draws?
Correct. Yeah, so we just had our blood draw only event at Valley View Hospital last week. And our upcoming health fairs, we call them full health fairs because they're the low-cost blood draws, free health screenings, and we have interactive educational tables focused on health and wellness.
When you say low cost, if you were to give me, and obviously there are a number of tests and there are things that you can add depending on whether you're male or female, and you know certain things apply in one case but not in the other. But on average, what kind of discounts are we talking about here versus if you just went to the doctor and had the lab work done?
Well, percentage-wise, I don't know if I can speak to that, but it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars, I can tell you. You know, we offer our services range from $15 to $50, depending on you know which service you want.
So the basic blood work would be $15. And then,
well, the $15, that's the colorectal screening kit.
Oh, okay.
But for $45, that's our comprehensive screening panel.
Okay, so this would be the LDL and
correct.
The HDL and,
yeah,
and lots of other letters.
Yeah, it covers cholesterol, glucose, thyroid, kidney function, liver function, and electrolytes. So it's pretty comprehensive.
And again, that's $45.
$45.
Now, $50, you mentioned $50. Is that another inclusive program or is that an add-on to the $45?
It is an add-on for vitamin D.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's all the same kind of like one stick. You don't have to get an additional needle for it. You know, it's all one stick.
Oh, okay. So it's just one vial, if you will.
Correct.
I think is the correct term with the, what is it that they use? A butterfly needle? I don't know. These are just words that I hear in the doctor's office every now and then.
Sometimes butterfly needles, some the straight stick needles.
And if someone wants the best advice, somebody once told me, make sure they use the nice sharp needle, not the square one.
Not the dull ones. No, we don't want that. I promise we won't bring those.
Now, do folks, is there an opportunity to pre-register? Is there a benefit to registering in advance or you just show up at one of these health fairs?
Yeah, you know, we have enough blood drawers at ours that we don't need to pre-register. We might have lines, but they go pretty quickly because we can have anywhere from 16 to 20 blood drawers at a time.
And is there a benefit to attending one of the health fairs versus another, or just the one closest to you would be the only real benefit?
Yeah, the one closest to you. Sometimes people who come to the blood draw will bring their results to one of our full health fairs just to kind of sit down. We have an ask a healthcare provider so they can sit down and maybe go over their blood results then. So, you know, there are quite a few people who do that as well.
And, of course, as with anything, you know, we may talk about some of these different tests and why some people may want them. Of course, anytime you have a question, it's a good opportunity to have a conversation with your doctor
Absolutely.
About your specific needs, I suppose, just to make sure that we're both covered.
Right.
And I am not a doctor,
right.
and I don't even play one
and
on
I am
the radio.
Not either.
So so any advice I may give you is, you know, take it with a grain of salt, which is okay now because they came out, what was this, about a year ago? It's not the salt that is so bad for you. It's actually the sugar and the fat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all – everything in excess is pretty bad.
I was going to say, I use that as an excuse to load up.
That's right. Oh, Gabe, why don't you visit us at one of our health fairs?
We need
to get your blood draw.
By the way, if you would like to learn more about the health fairs, you can always go to vvh.org. If you want to put the / health fairs on there, that'll take you right to the page.
Correct.
Where you can learn about the health fairs if you just go to vvh.org. I'm sure it's easy to find there as well. So three full health fairs, as you called them, Lydia. That's in Coleridge High School between Newcastle and Silt on this Saturday, March 16th from 7 to 10. Then we've got the next one, which will be Saturday, April 13th at Roaring Fork High School from
Correct.
7 to 10. And finally, the final health fair of the season, if you will, Saturday, April 27th at Glenwood Springs High School from 7 to 10. Is there a benefit or a reason? I notice everybody's health fair is in the spring. Is there a reason for that? Just because springtime is a time when, you know, spring cleaning and New Year's resolutions and all that?
You're mentioning that. Well, it started, you know, the Nine News Health Fair really started all of these spring health fairs.
And
it's
70s.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah.
So we kind of piggybacked on that a little bit. And since then, I think just for us, you know, we're spreading them out a little bit more throughout the spring. And we actually had a survey last year to see, you know, would you want to see them in the fall? But I think that people, I think it's just like a fresh time for people to see their doctor. And we've thought about maybe offering one in the fall, you know, but we just haven't. I don't know. We're kind of on a roll in the spring with them.
People well, expect us in the spring.
Yeah, so. Yeah. They're
and if it works, why mess with it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Is with the current healthcare system, and, you know, we hear so much about insurance premiums in this area.
Right.
And all of that. With your knowledge and experience in the history of the Valley View Health Fair, has participation increased over the last 10 years?
We've actually up to about 2010, we had much larger numbers until the Affordable Care Act came out. And then we did have kind of a sharp decrease, but we still see a lot of people, and we've steadily kind of gone up and down. We have our ebbs and flows. But, you know, I still think there's a big advantage to coming, even, you know, with people who have health insurance. A lot of times it'll cover, you know, one blood draw a year, where a lot of people have, you know, different health issues where you need multiple blood draws a year, or your deductibles might be higher than what you would pay at the health fairs.
Well, or copays.
Correct.
Even
yeah,
if you
absolutely.
Have insurance, you know, copays can come into
right.
play as well. And, you know, if it's less than you would otherwise pay, then why not?
Right. Right.
I think I'm a prime example of that. You know, I attended my first health fair last year. I'm fully covered under insurance. But
I would hope you would be.
Working at Valley View, of course. But I really went just to get a baseline of where my health stats are at right now. You know, I'm going to be 35 this year. And I think as a younger individual, it's important to go and kind of just even figure out what your baseline is during your younger years so that year after year you can see how those numbers maybe kind of ebb and flow and what I can be paying attention to. You know, now.
Oh, you youngins.
Sorry. I know.
Youth is wasted on the young, isn't it?
Young whippersnappers.
That's right. 35 doesn't really feel like it, but I'll take it from you guys.
I wish I was 35.
Well, let me put it this way, Lindsay. It doesn't get any better.
Yeah, great. So come to the health fairs.
It's not going to be any better than it is right now.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Now. That's one of the other things that... you know, you mentioned the health fairs and the long history in Colorado. My grandparents actually started going, and I remember being so interested when they would get their results in the mail, and particularly like cholesterol, that kind of thing. You know, there's a range of what is considered healthy, And I, you know, was always curious to see how they, you know, because I was in school, I did a lot of tests, right? So you want to score right in the middle. I always found that interesting. And is that information that is still provided to the patient?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it'll tell you if you're on the low end, high end. And we also look, you know, if it is very, very high, they will be contacted immediately. You know.
And again, those when you register on site for the Valley View Health Fair, you'll fill out some information, including your doctor's information, and they will also get a copy of the results.
Yeah, if they would like their provider to get it, we will send it to them as well.
And yeah, so you can, again, use that as kind of a baseline, as Lindsay was saying. And again, those ranges that are considered normal, that's normal for a majority of the population. If you have any specific questions, either use the opportunity to talk with one of the doctors that's available as part of the screenings that are available at the health fair, or call your own doctor.
Right. And it's meant to be a screening tool. It's going to look for high risk for disease. Because a lot of times with blood chemistry, you can't feel if your cholesterol is high. You know, so you can go in, you can look. And if you do have a high cholesterol, you know, it might be a red flag to make an appointment with your doctor, come talk to ask a healthcare provider at one of our health fairs. We also have one of our docs is giving a doc talk in May on heart health on May 15th at the hospital from 6 to 7 p.m., Dr. Michael Rubenstein.
Okay. So mark your calendar for that, you might say.
Yeah.
You cannot feel when your cholesterol is high. I, however, can feel when my cholesterol is low. So it means I need to go eat some heavily processed foods, and they do need to take it. I'm kidding,
no,
of course.
No, Gabe.
We'll take a quick break and be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Lydia Sen and Lindsay Seidner from Valley View. Again, the Valley View Health Fairs are coming up. It sounds like all of the pre-draw, those have passed already, right?
That's correct.
We're talking about full health fairs from this point forward, starting with this one, this Saturday, March 16th at Coleridge High School, and Carbondale, Saturday, April 13th at Roaring Fork High School, and finally the last one in Glenwood at Glenwood Springs High School, all from 7 to 10 on those Saturdays. Right before the break, we were talking about screenings, and, you know, I'm joking a little bit about cholesterol, and hopefully everybody understood that, you know, I was joking about that. There are a number of screenings that are available to people at these full health fairs with some specialists from Valley View that they can talk to. I did not look at the list, but I want to say in the past, things like speaking of cholesterol, nutritionists, and things like that, you know, they can actually ask specific questions of these people that you can't necessarily on an average day make an appointment with, or you know what I mean?
And that's one of, the big draws to these health fairs is that we have free health screenings. Multiple health screenings, anywhere from blood pressure, skin cancer screenings, movement screenings, vision, hearing, body composition, speech therapy screenings, new this year. We've got bone health this year. And kind of the list goes on and on.
And those are all free screenings.
Yeah, they're all free screenings.
Right. The screenings are free. The blood work is what you pay for.
We call it low-cost blood screenings.
I'm sorry. Low-cost blood screenings. My bad. So speech therapy, that's one of the screenings. So what would that screening look like? I'm curious.
Well, I don't know much about it. I did talk to the gal who's coordinating it, and I think they're looking for kind of neck and mouth cancers in it, and anyone who might have concerns or questions about any kind of speech related.
I was wondering if you're talking about, you know, younger kids, you know, and sometimes they have a certain developmental issues that will come up that will present as a speech issue.
Right. You know, I don't know exactly what they're going to be doing. It is a new screening. I'm not really familiar with it, but she did say that they will be looking for, you know, kind of some mouth and neck cancers.
So this is a fair-like atmosphere. I mean, it's the health fair.
It's a fun atmosphere.
It's kind of like if you've ever been to a trade show and you kind of move from booth to booth, if you will.
Yeah.
So usually very little wait. There are so many people that are there that usually you just walk right up and you can have a conversation with a doctor or other healthcare professional about whatever it is that's concerning you. And, you know, the internet, I imagine, has, well, you know, there's a joke, there's a video where, you know, if something hurts, you Google it on, you know, and WebMD says, well, you must have cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. The scariest thing comes up first.
Yes, exactly. And that's not always the case. And that's why, you know, something like the Valley View Health Fair is so helpful, because you can talk to somebody and they can give you an idea about what the next course of action you should take. For instance, that sounds pretty normal. Most people have pain in their shoulders at your age, or, you know, that could be a symptom of something more serious. Maybe you should make an appointment with your doctor.
Right. I mean, just like the blood draws, our other health, the free health screenings, they are meant to be just that. They're screenings for disease and some other high-risk issues.
You mean those low-cost blood draws?
Those low-cost blood draws. Forgot to add that. but they, and also, you know, I do want to add that we really try to make each event a really fun event, a community-focused event that, you know, has high energy. So it's not just going and getting your blood drawn, which can be kind of a bummer for people. But we try to make it a fun event with, and we've got live music and Tai Chi demonstrations and CPR demonstrations. And we have Classic Air Medical is bringing their helicopter in for each event, so that's really fun.
That's awesome.
And we have a campaign that we've done the past couple years that I want Lindsay to just give
so a little Classic promo Air about. Medical is our air transport vendor. I'm sure that if you've driven by the hospital, you've seen their helicopter right out front, and they are we're doing a contest with them right now that you can win a free ride to the Coleridge Health Fair this upcoming Saturday, as well as the Carbondale Health Fair on Saturday, April 13th. We have picked the winner for this weekend, but the contest is still open for a ride to the Carbondale Health Fair. You can enter the contest by going to Valley View's Facebook page, and it's the pinned post at the top of the page. You just need to like or comment on it, and you'll be entered to win a one-way ride with Classic Air Medical out to our Carbondale one on April 13th.
Awesome. So that's a ride to the health fair, so you'll need to arrange
for
a ride.
So there is a little bit of a logistical planning that's involved. Classic Air just never wants to be in a situation where if they get called out, then they need to leave you there. So they can offer the one-way ride, but they're busy on the weekends. So they don't necessarily have time to wait until you're done with your blood profile to bring you back. So you do have to find your own way home. And it's a little bit of an early wake-up call as well. I think it's they ask you to be there about 6:30. The lower the temperature, the better for the flight. But, man, I would do that in a heartbeat. It sounds so fun.
Because I think the air density would be a little bit thicker.
Correct. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about it. I just know what the terms are.
Sounds good.
Classic Air, though, they've been a great partner to us and really excited that they've chosen to partner with us again to offer that.
And a great asset, you know, as right outside the window there at Valley View. It's a great thing to have available if the circumstance would arise that you would need it.
Their services allow Valley View to provide a really high level of care, which is great.
And again, just search Facebook for Valley View and like or comment on that pinned post talking about the free helicopter ride, and you'll be entered to win.
That's right. Thanks.
Back to the health fair and the blood work. Again, the standard blood work, if you will, is $45, and that includes heart function, which is cholesterol and triglycerides, glucose, electrolytes, kidney function, liver function, and then the thyroid.
That's
now,
right.
If you want, well, because I've got it written down right in front of me, folks, so I'm not doing this off the top of my head. If you want to add some other screenings as well, you can also do those for an additional fee. For instance, do you mind going down these one at a time and kind of talking a little bit more about each one, Lydia? So like testosterone, I'm guessing that this would be a test that men would be interested in.
Right, but also women as well.
Okay.
You know, because we do produce it in smaller quantities.
Right.
And for women especially, it's more of a screening tool for if you're low, you can have lower muscle mass, bone density. You know, it's hair production, things like that. So it's still good. It's a good measure for women to get as well if they've never had it before.
Okay. Well, but that's only one indication. I have no hair, but so, I'm telling you right now, I've got plenty of testosterone. Okay. You've also got, of course, the PSA test. Prostate specific antigen. I think that pretty much speaks for itself.
Sums it up there.
A new one this year is C-reactive protein.
Right.
What is C-reactive protein?
Well, that's they're looking for. That's a heart disease measure. So they're going to look for inflammation. And so if you have a higher CRP measure, then it can be an indicator of heart disease.
Okay. The next one, a diabetes test. So this is different than just a standard blood sugar test?
Correct. So the glucose that is in our large health fair panel is a fasting glucose. The hemoglobin A1C, that's going to look at your average glucose over about 3 months.
Okay. Complete blood count.
That's going to look at your red cells, your white cells, your hematocrit. It's going to look for primarily anemia.
Gotcha.
Some other blood disorders.
And if you've got elevated white blood cell count and you don't have any other outward symptoms, then there may be something else going on that you need to look at.
Right.
Generally speaking, right? Okay. See, I know a little.
You do. You're
My
doing
knowledge
good.
Is half an inch. I've said this before. It's half an inch deep, but about 10 million miles wide. Vitamin B12. So I mentioned, you know, my grandparents would always go to the health fair and get the blood screening. My grandpa's cholesterol was a little high, so they tried to eat more vegetables and fruits and that kind of thing, which, of course, meant he didn't get the B12 from meat. And so he actually got a B12 shot. I don't know how often it was, once a quarter maybe. But you can actually have your B12 tested to see where you are.
Right.
And that would be another one of those things. If somebody else is in the same kind of category or you've had low B12 in the past, you can have it tested for $20.
Right. And that is one of our new blood screenings this year.
That's right. I completely forgot that the testosterone is the other one. So testosterone, the C-reactive protein,
correct,
and the B12, those three are being offered this year for the first time.
Right, right.
Now, this one I know nothing about. I guess vitamin D I know about. So the 25-hydroxy, what does that mean? Or is that just
it's like a fancy word for vitamin D. You know, it's kind of a lab.
That makes me feel a little better.
Yeah. And so that's, you know, vitamin D is a good measure to take. Because it's a vehicle to bring calcium into the bone, so it can be an osteoporosis screening tool for people.
So those of us that spend most of our professional lives indoors.
Right. No, not getting out in the sun, especially.
They may be full spectrum
days.
Fluorescent lights, but they're still fluorescent lights.
That's right.
And then the following optional profile that you can also, that there's an additional charge for, is the colorectal screening kit. What types of things are you screening for with that colorectal kit?
That's going to be a take-home kit, and that's going to look for colorectal cancer.
For a very good reason.
Okay. Yes, so it's a simple little test you can do at home, and so that is not a blood draw test.
Again, you can learn more about the Valley View Health Fairs at vvh.org/healthfairs. If you can't remember the whole thing, just go to vvh.org or search Valley View Hospital, and you'll find information there. Plus, check out the Valley View Facebook page for information on how you can win a ride in a helicopter. Not the worst thing in the world that you could ever do, by the way.
No,
I always look for
so
any
fun.
Opportunity. Any opportunity to get in the air is a good opportunity, as I'm sure I have said before. There are a number of other local organizations that also participate in the Valley View Health Fair. We'll talk about those and wrap things up in just a minute. Again, the full health fairs this Saturday, March 16th at Coleridge High School, in Carbondale on Saturday, April 13th at Roaring Fork High School, and then in Glenwood on Saturday, April 27th at Glenwood Springs High School. All of the health fairs are from 7 to 10. Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Lindsay and Lydia from Valley View. Time for the annual health fairs. Attend the one closest to you. You can get those low-cost blood screenings as well as some optional tests, plus a bunch of free screenings with healthcare professionals and a number of community organizations, too. Again, they happen this Saturday, the 16th, at Coleridge High School, Saturday, April 13th at Roaring Fork High School, and then Glenwood Springs High School on Saturday, April 27th, all of those from 7 to 10 a.m. By the way, we should mention, if you do plan on getting any of the blood draws, the low-cost blood draws, make sure that you fast for 12 hours before you plan on going the next day.
Correct. So and come hydrated as well. Drink a lot of water the day before and the morning of.
That will make it a little easier.
It will make it easier. But if you are a diabetic, we don't want them to fast.
Okay. So if you're not a diabetic, fast. If you are a diabetic, do not fast and continue to take your medication as you normally do, as well as any other medication that your doctor has prescribed. Thank you for saying that. Again, I might have missed that because of my aforementioned limited knowledge in these areas.
Well, and some people think of fasting as also not drinking anything either, not drinking water. So we always like to promote them.
Yeah, lots.
Come in hydrated.
Plenty of water, as much water as you would like.
Yeah.
But no, like, caffeine and stuff like that usually, right?
No coffee
that
or tea.
Can change things.
Yeah. Yes.
If you will. Okay. Maybe I should have mentioned that sooner, but at least we mention it now.
Yeah.
So better late than never, I always say. And Lindsay, there are, as I mentioned, a number of local organizations that are also coming out for this. It is a health fair. It is not just a Valley View fair. It's a health fair. So you've got a number of people that are involved in different types of health and wellness.
Correct. Yeah, I just wanted to take a minute to give a shout out to some of the other nonprofit organizations, health related, that are going to be there. Organizations like the Advocate Safe House, Carbondale Rural Fire Protection District, Carbondale Parks and Recreation, their community center. Garfield County Public Health is also going to be there staffing a table. The National Alliance on Mental Illness, their Roaring Fork Valley chapter. We're also going to have the Dental Mobile from Mountain Family Health Centers there. So really is a community-wide health fair. And we're just so appreciative of those other organizations that have chosen to take time out of their weekends to participate in this with us.
And the community assistance program, the prescription drug discount, you can get information on that as well. So I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the air. I haven't had health insurance for the last year and a half or so. And I do take a prescription for migraines, you know, as needed. Mm-hmm. I think it's like $100. I forget for how many pills. But through the prescription drug discount, it's, I think, $15. For six pills, which is a significant
discount.
That's
a great deal.
Yeah. Yes. And it's obviously different depending on what it is you need. But it helped us out a great deal when we got hooked up with that. And so that's something that you can ask questions about. And it's not anything you have to register for. You just need the card. That's all there is to it.
That's wonderful.
Yep, it's just the discount card and you know, somebody kind of sitting behind the table and answering any questions that you have. I really think that the ability to connect with healthcare providers or other individuals is really, you know, one of the main benefits of attending one of the health fairs. You can ask a provider. There are people right there that you can go to with your questions.
And in a less formal environment than the doctor's office.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You're always sitting there, and of course you're waiting, you know, a couple minutes before the doctor actually comes in, and so you're stressing yourself out. And
yeah,
you may
it's
not
a fun
even
event.
And you may not even ask the doctor because of the environment, but at the health fair, it's just so much more relaxed and informal.
Right.
I was surprised as I was I spent a few minutes in line last year, but there was a live band playing music as I was kind of waiting to get my blood drawn.
That's cool.
We also partner with Colorado Mountain College, and their nursing students actually come in and gain experience with drawing blood. And so it really is this community-wide effort.
And by the way, the organizations that Lindsay mentioned is, what, probably about 30% of the total number that will be represented at the health fairs? So.
At every health fair, we have anywhere from 25 to 35 nonprofit vendors providing, you know, educational tables around health and wellness.
In addition to a number of departments at Valley View. Right. And other healthcare professionals in the area.
And I just also wanted to give a shout out to some of our volunteers that are crucial in making these health fairs successful. The Glenwood Lions Club, the Newcastle Lions Club, and the Carbondale Rotary Club. They've been with us for years, and I don't think we could do it without them.
You know, I agree.
They're key.
You still have the fire department come and help do the blood draws?
Yeah, you know, sometimes we do. They've been more focused on CPR, hands-on CPR at our health fairs. So I think they're going to be at each one this year.
Awesome.
Yeah. I know they're probably gearing up for a busy wildfire season, so probably talking about that as well.
Let's not talk about that yet.
Not yet. Ready.
Hopefully
it's
not
snowing outside
bad.
Right now, so sure. I won't talk about that yet.
We've got plenty of time to cross that bridge. Let's not cross that bridge before it's time. Again, if you'd like to learn more, just go to vvh.org. If you want to go right to the health fair page, it's vvh.org/healthfairs. Connect with Valley View on Facebook. Plus, if you go there, you can have that opportunity for a free ride in a helicopter with Classic Air Medical. Great folks. I had it. Their booth was right next to ours at the last career fair. And so...
They're a fun bunch.
Yeah. They're amazing. I can't say enough about them.
Great people, yeah.
They always want to support the community however they can.
Yep, absolutely. Very, very cool. And like I say, time in the air is time well spent.
I like that.
Again, vvh.org is the website, so you can learn more about specific instructions, like we say, rules for when it's appropriate to fast for this and when not to. Most importantly, if you are diabetic, do not fast. Continue taking all medication that is prescribed to you on the correct schedule, and always drink plenty of water. That's all. You remember the song back around 2000 about, you know, wear sunscreen or something like that. You know,
the talking one.
That would be that would be the new one. The new song with, you know, always drink plenty of water.
That's right.
Again, those health fairs at. Coleridge High School in Silt, or closest to Silt, between Silt and Newcastle, this Saturday. Then in Carbondale, Roaring Fork High School, Saturday, April 13th. And finally, Glenwood Springs High School, Saturday, April 27th from 7 to 10. Any final thoughts from either one of you?
No, just thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure.
Always appreciate it, Gabe. Thank you.
Look forward to the next time when you can stop by and say hi.
Same here.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Thanks, Gabe.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.